The beautiful country girl band Houston with A Kiss from a Rose. That was from the Kent Sessions. If you want to get in touch with your music, if you're a Kent artist, it can be any music, casey.hayburn@bbc.co.uk. Now, this show is all about your events, so do get in touch if you've got something happening over the summer, which is just what Ben has done. Ben Eddy is the consultant urological surgeon. There you go, don't trip over that one, from the Kent and Canterbury Hospital. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Anna, hi. How you doing?
Really well, thank you. Now, you've got a huge challenge coming up later this year, haven't you?
Well, we have, Anna. We've, as part of our prostate cancer unit, robotic surgical unit at Kent Canterbury Hospital, we've been linking in with Urology Foundation. This is one of the UK's main national urological charities, men's health charities. And we've done a number of events for them over the years, bike rides and stuff. But this December, we've got a fantastic challenge. I've got four friends of mine that are rowing across the Atlantic as part of the Talisker Transatlantic Challenge that goes from La Gomera to Antigua, 3,000 miles across the Atlantic, which they're doing for the Urology Foundation in December.
Have they trained for this? I mean, are they training? How much is involved?
Very much so, yeah. Look, they've... they've really been working at this for what is probably like 18 months, so a good sort of 2 years prior to the start date. They are heavily training. I mean, they are sort of up at 5 o'clock in the morning doing ergo sessions. They're out on the boat at evenings and weekends. The guys themselves have invested. They've put £50,000 of their own money into buying the boat, which they got last October. So they've been out on the water throughout the winter, and then sort of now as the weather's picked up into the summer, they've been doing overnight rows and 24-hour and weekend rows to get the training in.
And Ben, you're raising money for the Urology Foundation. What is that, and what work do you do?
Okay, so the Urology Foundation is really the country's only urological charity. So urology, which is the work I do as a consultant urologist, is about kidney, bladder, and prostate work predominantly. So yes, it's kidney, bladder, prostate, and testicular cancer work, but it's also non-cancer work as well. So they put a lot of money and research into urological diseases like benign prostate enlargement, like kidney stone disease, urinary tract infections. So they're a fantastic charity that supports all this, that not only do they put money into research, but they also put money into training doctors and nurses as well. And we benefited from a large grant from them when we set up our robotic surgical service back in 2011, and they helped train a lot of our theatre staff in robotic surgery. So since then, I've been sort of doing events to try and raise money back for the foundation, really.
Well, Ben, there's so much we can talk about here and not enough time, but you talk about raising money and raising awareness for men's health. Do you
Indeed.
Find that men
yeah.
are still kind of withheld in terms of talking about their own health, and they're kind of embarrassed almost?
Yeah, well, I think it's getting better. I think I've been doing urology now for sort of 20 years or so, and men are definitely getting better. They are more aware about prostate cancer. They're more aware about prostate health. There are still many men that aren't, of course. And, you know, it's a simple disease to see the GP, to have a blood test, to have an examination. This is something that men just shouldn't be embarrassed about. And that can lead to potentially getting a referral into us and needing investigations to rule this disease in or out. And more often than not, we're actually ruling it out and saying to these men, look, you don't have prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. And if you do, if we can pick it up early, then it's very treatable. It's a very curable disease if picked up early. And in fact, a lot of the prostate cancers that we diagnose, we're not even treating at all because they are slow-growing and non-life-threatening diseases. So a lot of our men, you know, get this diagnosis, and we say, look, it's not going to affect you in your lifetime, you don't need to go through these treatments. But it's better sort of, you know, for men to be aware, and we want to get the message out to men, especially the higher-risk groups, patients with family histories particularly, to make sure that they're discussing this with their GPs and getting tested if appropriate.
And Ben, what an important cause, but you're also looking for some help in your huge challenge. What help do you need?
Well, indeed we do. Look, for the Transatlantic Challenge, Anna, we are still looking for sponsorship. We really want to put it out there to get awareness for the Urology Foundation, for what we are doing. But we're looking for some key sponsors. We haven't yet got a lead sponsor for the four guys in the boat. The challenge brings huge publicity and huge awareness to the sponsors that get involved. And, you know, if there's anyone out there, any companies that are out there that want to be associated with this and get attached to this, any Kent companies that want to link into this, then please get in touch and help us and help support the boys, really.
Well, Ben, how can everyone find you and get in touch?
Well, yeah, there's a number of ways they can do that. They can contact me directly through Kent and Canterbury Hospital Department of Urology, or they can email me on benaeddy@yahoo.com. Please just feel free to just get in contact if you want to help support support the Transatlantic Row, and we can give you all the information that you need. And we can come in and we do talks and come in and help with companies and talk men's health talks and other things just to give something back to the companies that are supporting us.
Ben, what a great cause. Good luck, and we'll follow your journey. We'll support you on your journey throughout the year. So do keep in touch, won't you?
We will do, Anna, and thank you very much for drawing attention to this.
You are so welcome. That's Ben Eddy, the consultant urological surgeon from the Kent and Canterbury Hospital. Anna Louise here. The show is all about your events. If you want to get in touch, annalouise@bbc.co.uk, or you can tweet us at BBC Radio Kent, or you can text us 81333, start your message with the word Kent. And my next guest is an actor-performer, Zach Watson-Smith from Kent.